Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
When Pilate asked the Lord if he was a king, he did not deny it. But his reply was given in such a manner as to correct the notion of what kind of king he is. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest, I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. In like fashion he told Nicodemus the answer to his question, even before Nicodemus could ask it. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In his answers, Christ clearly defined the nature of his kingdom and the fashion in which he is pleased to manifest his dominion, deliverance, and redemption of the nation he came to save. The Lord took away the carnal notions which religious men have of the establishment of his kingdom in the earth. It was in many ways a statement of Isaiah's prophecy. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Thus saith the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretcheth them out, he that spread forth the earth, and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and the spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. Many in the present day are unable to comprehend the extent and completion of the reign of Christ, because they are convinced that he is not yet seated upon the throne of his glory. They yet await various signs, seasons, and carnal events, which they believe accompany that reign. All the while he does most gloriously reign in triumph, having fulfilled the jot and tittle of the law in his people's behalf, securing their redemption with his blood shed at Calvary, and is now sat down at the right hand of his Father in glory and splendor. He has sent his Spirit into the world to manifest the glory of that kingdom, which is not one of flesh and blood, but rather in power and glory, giving gifts unto men. John the Baptizer testified of this kingdom, but he could not fully grasp how it would occur. He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. This fire of which he speaks is an apt description of the work of him who has triumphed over death and does administer eternal life to those whom the Father has given him. He will lose none. The kingdom of Christ is hidden in plain sight, even as the Lord told the Pharisees. The Lord administered healing to the blind, the deaf, the mute, the leper, and even the raising up of the dead. Yet these things only served as examples of that greater healing, which he is pleased to manifest to those to whom he is sent. He does truly cause the leper whose sin has covered him from head to foot to rejoice in his cleansing power. He who is deaf is caused to hear the word of truth. He does raise the dead to life, as Paul said, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. The lame do indeed walk, as he is pleased to work in them both to will and to do of his good pleasure. A most glorious aspect of his triumph and establishment of his kingdom is seen as the poor have the gospel preached unto them. As he said, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. He does indeed lift up the needy from the dunghill as he sends the gospel of the glory of the blessed God to bring life and immortality to light, revealing unto them his purpose to give unto his children the kingdom. Thus he makes paupers to be wealthy men and beggars to sit in royal state. For as he is pleased to cause the blind to see and the deaf to hear, they can and do rejoice in the triumphs of their King, whose dominion is from and to everlasting. May he be praised forever. Do you see the glory of his kingdom?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.